Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
80631.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Tammy Curry.
Thank you for that. Allow me just a second to access the account that I've located. I do appreciate your patience. It's just loading the information. Okay. Just for security purposes, do you mind verifying your shipping address, please?
2132 7th Street Road. I need to cancel this. I don't know what this is. This was completely misrepresented. It was only supposed to be a $2 shipping and handling fee for a KitchenAid mixer off of Amazon Prime. Next thing I know, I'm getting charged 59 something, and I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
I had to call my bank and cancel my card. I have to issue a new one. I want a refund because I did not authorize this transaction.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can definitely assist you with the account. I do apologize for any misunderstanding. The account that I've located here is for a contest entry for a mixer. It looks like the contest entry took place on the 27th, which was today. Along in those terms and conditions of that survey, it stated that you would also be signed up for the Bites Hub membership.
Yeah, you know what? There is nowhere on there that says that. And I looked and looked and looked for something, and I couldn't find anything until after it got my information. So I don't know what this is, but you guys need to, like, watch that closer or something. Because
okay.
That comes across as a scam. It did not show me anything until after it already got all my information. And I didn't voluntarily do it. It automatically took it off my Google Pay.
Okay, so what I've done for you is I've canceled out the account to prevent all future billing effective immediately. Now, as a courtesy for that charge, I understand that you said you don't recall seeing the information, but it is stated right before you can get to the next page to submit your card information.
No, it isn't stated.
Okay.
It showed a picture of something, but it didn't say anything about it.
Okay,
and I was afraid to click on it because I didn't want to sign up for anything.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So what I can go ahead and do for you as far as with that charge is go ahead as a courtesy and refund 50% back along with the cancellation.
50%? No. I want my whole amount of money refunded. I did not approve this.
Okay. Well, if it's okay with you, can I place you on a brief hold to speak with my supervisor, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Just one moment, please.
You need in that cup, then why are you drinking out of it? You need to ask me for a cup, Brayden. Don't just start drinking out of somebody else's, please.
Thank you for patiently holding for me. I was able to speak with my supervisor. She did authorize me to go ahead and credit back the $59.89 in full. That will take about 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect back to your account. And I do have that cancellation confirmation number available if you're ready to write that down.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
That is C like in Charlie, 920-777-952.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I could help you with?
No.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support and have a good day.
You too. Bye.